Hello, and welcome to Hot Goss with Trash, the podcast where we trade sweet, sweet facts like they're dirty little pieces of gossip. We rate each fact, but the points don't matter. What does matter is that we're all hot. Hi, my name is Rachel, and this last week, I got into grad school, but I spent an entire day thinking I didn't get into grad school because I read my letter from last semester when I actually didn't get in. I read the wrong one.
Oh my God.
I'm an idiot.
What a ride.
The full story defends me like a little bit. Like I wasn't that dumb. And thank God I was wallowing in it and I went back to read it. And I was like, wait,
did I not read
congratulations.
Where did you get into grad school, can I ask?
Yeah, I got into Hunter's Master of Mental Health Counseling program.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
Thank you. I like really didn't want to go anywhere else. So I was like really depressed for that whole day because I was like, I don't want to do the other one. I want this one, but I didn't.
That's fucking awesome.
Thank you.
My name's Lindsay, and I once got a phone call which was telling me that I had won a free iPod, but the way they started the call, I was like, they are trying to sell me something. And I was like so close to like winding it up. They were like, hi, are you Lindsay? We're from sparekeys.com. And I was like, what do they want? And they're like, you entered this competition. You won an iPod. I was like, cool.
Oh, so you could have hung up?
It was real, yeah. And sparekeys.com was this like new service where they would like, you would give them your spare keys, but never your address. And they would just meet you somewhere randomly in London if you locked yourself out. So they never knew where you were. But like, if you didn't have someone who could have spare keys on hand nearby, then they would provide that service.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
That is cute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a rival website, talktoyourneighbors.com.
No.
From www.beinvolvedinyourcommunity.com. I'm a millionaire. Hi, my name is Shem. I've gotten rejected from so many things. I got like a final round to be like a writer on a sports show. And then they were like, you need to like love sports. And they made me write a bunch of like jokes about the NFL. And my key pitch was, maybe we just stop watching this. This is very bad. Maybe, hey guys, how about rugby? it's literally the same. It's just less terrible. And they were like, nah, I just, this is very funny, but we just can't use this.
Oh,
that's great. I've been thinking this whole time about what my facts could be. And I still haven't thought of a good one. But anyway, I'm Carolyn. And the only thing that's coming to my head is that I have a bunny. That's my only thing.
What's your bunny's name?
Her name is Luna.
Ugh, I love that.
I was snuggling with her. Aww. Yeah, that's the only fact that came to my head.
Okay, so that's a good fact. What kind of bunny is she? Is she like a big one? Is she like a medium one?
She's a medium one. So she's not a dwarf, but she's like this big when she's all... I don't know, all snuggled. But she was a rescue, so I don't know exactly what kind.
Aww.
But she's smaller than the big ones.
I love that. I see, I lived with a roommate that had two, like, 14-pound bunnies. They were bigger than, like,
oh my
our
God.
Cat. Truly the most terrifying. And they would keep them in these cage, but they were big. So, like, the cage didn't give them much room. They would keep them in these cages in our living room, because mm-hmm. they couldn't keep them in their bedroom because they would chew at their cages to try to get out of them. And it would keep them up at night. So they had to keep them. So when you just walk downstairs at night, you just hear like,
oh.
And I grew up with Bunnicula, the vampire bunny series.
Oh yeah.
So I was like, I'm so scared. Also, they never, to this day, I don't know their names because they never told me their names.
Oh.
And they just called them like bunny.
Bunny one, bunny two.
Fun fact, those two bunnies are now rebooting Watership Down.
So. That's like, you're not supposed to keep bunnies in a cage.
No.
That's like,
it's
bad.
No.
Yeah.
They really loved the bunnies, though. I like don't want to make them sound like they were bad bunny owners.
Okay, good.
But they truly like love these bunnies more than life. But I did not love living in that situation. But I've always wanted one because they're so cute.
They are very cute.
Well,
We know our guest loves bunnies. Oh, baby. She loves hers, Luna, so much. Please put your hands together in welcoming Carolyn Egan, a writer, a performer, a comedian, the host of so many shows that I will be plugging at the very end of this podcast.
Oh, my God.
Thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you for having me. I'm very excited to be here.
Shem and I recently did a show that you put on about the battle of the different vaccines.
Yes.
And that was so much fun.
It was so fun.
You put on a good show.
Thank you. I do. Hosting is very stressful, but very fun. Yes. I've been glad that I got to do that.
Yes.
And I'm glad you guys are in it too. It was a very good show.
Hell yeah, it was good. I played for team J&J, even though I didn't get J&J. But it was great. I loved it.
Yeah, I was trying to fit as many people as I could. Because,
just little Harsha by himself could not. I mean, Harsha could. Harsha could.
Yeah.
But you know, we had to support the sole J&J-er.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How should the only J&J person on the team?
I think so, right?
Yeah, there was one other person, but he got exposed to COVID.
Oh, no.
He couldn't do the show.
I didn't know that. That's
that's
great.
So it was me, too.
That's great.
If it was just one, I was like, well, that would be funny. But it was
right.
I was like, yeah, I'll just make the whole team. But then the other guy
couldn't. Oh.
Yeah. It was a little stressful.
Well, speaking of the team, let's kick it off with the first fact of the day. I'm making deep eye contact with Lindsay, so it's gonna be Lindsay.
It's gonna be me. I was like, this could be just, you know, a red herring, and then you call out someone else's name. But my little fact, so I saw the movie Elf last night, which I only saw for the first time last year. I was debating bringing in an Elf fact about the movie. There's a few, like, originally it was going to be Jim Carrey. Like, Will Ferrell turned down doing like a second one. He was like, no one wants a middle-aged elf. But what Elfin led me to is that 62% of people in Iceland believe in elves. In like a survey that was done like maybe like 10 years ago. And they're more like humans in the eyes of Icelanders. So how they describe elves is maybe different to how we would identify an elf, but also because they believe in them and they'll be like, the elves live in this rock, that it means it's better for the environment because they protect the rocks and the habitats they believe that the elves live in. So it stops them building different roads. So not only do they believe in them, belief in the elves is protecting the environment in Iceland. And I'm probably going to move there because I'm like, these are my people.
Can we all start believing in elves?
I mean,
I'm going to tell my kids if I ever have them, I'm going to be like,
right,
kids. Okay, one, be nice to me because I'm the elf queen and I have powers. Two, protect the earth. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I mean, the earth will probably end in their life. So right. Like,
and I was reading a story and one person was saying, like, as a child, there was like this rock in the park and everyone was like, that's the elf's rock. And she was like, no, I'm going to climb it. And people were like, if you do, something bad will happen. And then like, she jumped off and like the shock of jumping off, like she bit through her tongue and it started to bleed. And so she was like, I'm never going on the rock again. So I was like,
oh my God. What if the solution to like environmental destruction is just getting everyone to believe that elves exist in rocks?
I mean, I would love this. This is like such on brand for me. I'm like, look at all this whimsy.
Wow. I feel like we're really primed for a big Bjork comeback.
I was about to say, I think I understand Bjork better now.
Yeah.
62%.
62%. I was like, oh.
38% don't believe in Bjork.
Yeah.
Just bloody mouth Icelandic children going, no, this
isn't. She's not real.
That's amazing.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I really want to believe in that now. I do think like communities though that like have a tie to the to the land in some way are gonna care for it more.
Yeah.
Which I guess our skepticism really did us bad for that one. Lindsay, yeah. That fact is as hot as I can't say global warming because I feel like we always go there. That fact is as hot as Oh, the rocks, the little like gravel that would be on my playground when I was little, that would heat up from the sun, that I would take to nap time with me and I would suck on them.
Oh my God.
I was like four. I stopped after a while. I would suck on them during nap time because they were like a salty, warm treat. Oh my God. Disgusting. How do I not? How am I alive?
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. How did you not die?
Yeah.
Or how did your parents not notice?
Yeah, well, because it was at school and our teacher would like fall asleep kind of during nap time because like the lights would go out. And then I would take all these little rocks and I would throw them at people sleeping.
Oh my
God. Not, they weren't large, not I want to like hurt you way, but like, can I do this without waking you up kind of a way?
Wait, were these like dribble rocks that you'd had in your mouth?
I like dried them off a little bit. I wasn't like doing like a spitball type of a situation. Maybe I was the elf. I was a little mischievous. I was like,
that's actually a pixie. So,
so sorry. Anyways, it's hot and gross. Not gross. Hot and nature-y.
These are the factors as hot as the volcanic rock from, I don't know, Ayajakatofel, I guess. The last volcano that ruined my business travel when it like went off over Iceland. So yeah, that's how hot that fact was.
Thank you.
Scary. Was as hot as my gas stove when it wouldn't shut off for a very long time.
Stop.
And I couldn't figure out what was going on. Yeah.
How long is a long time?
It was on all day. And then like
I was like, lit, not just gas.
No, it wasn't lit. It was gas smell.
Oh
all
my God.
Day. Like, it's fine. I thought it wasn't bad. And then it was like 11 p.m. and I was about to go to sleep. And I was like, well, what if I die in my sleep?
Yeah, I think that's fair. Don't. Yeah.
And then it turns out I had left the burner on, but not like lit.
Oh, terrifying.
So that's what happened.
Wow.
That's hot. That's really hot.
That's hot.
Yeah.
That's scary hot.
I'm going to follow up with the next fact because it is kind of related to Elf. Please stop me if we've done that. Like, tell me if we've done this one before. But in Quebec, there was a multi-million dollar maple syrup heist, which reminds me of Elf because he loves maple syrup.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, this article starts off with a really problematic sentence that I'm going to roll by.
What could that be?
It's about border politics.
Oh.
But apparently, Quebec makes 72% of the world's maple syrup. And common maple syrup is valued at $1,300 a barrel.
How much is that compared to gasoline?
Okay, like, I was about to say it's 26 times more expensive than crude oil. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Holy shit.
Which is wild. Which probably explains why maple syrup can be expensive. Mm-hmm. If you do it. But there were a group over, I believe it was a few years. This fact is deeper in this article than I thought because I'm trying to find the years. But over a few years, basically stole $18.7 million worth of maple syrup, which became Quebec's largest valued crime.
Whoa.
I think it was like between 2010 and 2011 from when I read it this morning. And now I literally can't find it anywhere, which is quite annoying. Here, I'll go to Wikipedia, it'll be easier. It was 3,000 tons of maple syrup between across several months in 2011 and 2012. And it happened because they had like a large reserve of maple syrup stored away in a facility and they stole it from there. And it's only the most expensive if you've adjust it for inflation for today. I guess there's like more.
Did they get caught?
This is a great story. I'm sweating. I should have done more research on this.
Sorry.
I stopped at maple syrup heist. Oh my God.
I was asking because I was like, oh, like How did they like pass it on? Did they like
put it
in like a new branded bottle or like
here's the black
market maple syrup?
Yeah, like they laundered the maple syrup. Like,
yeah. So they basically would store them in unmarked white metal barrels. And that is what they were normally stored in, and they were only inspected once a year. So they were like, if we come in between the inspection dates, we can get this. So they used trucks to transport the barrels to a remote sugar shack. I don't know what that means. I'm reading. Where they siphoned off the maple syrup, refilled the barrels with water, and then returned them.
Oh my God, they took them back?
To the facility because they would like make sure the barrels were still there, but they weren't checking what was in the barrels.
I feel like they could have just left empty barrels when they went. Like one trip, bam, we're done.
Yeah.
But okay, they stole it and I didn't. So they're, you know, they know what they're doing.
And then they...
You'd notice 10,000 empty barrels, whereas if like the volume's the same with the containers, I think.
But if they're not looking...
Oh, because when they lift them up on the pallets, so I'm like, oh, hang on.
Yeah, they're like, something's wrong here.
Wow, I've been working out.
My forklift is really powered up.
But then they would truck the, what's it called, maple syrup, and it was trafficked to Vermont in New Brunswick and East New Brunswick.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was trafficked in many small batches to reduce the suspicion. But in July 2012, when they took inventory, they were like, well, something's happening. He started climbing up the barrels, the inspector, and nearly fell, expecting a 600-pound barrel, but only found them to be full of water. I don't know why they're saying he fell. But they found hundreds of barrels from an exporter. And that's how they actually caught them. And they did catch them.
They did.
But yeah, wild.
Yeah.
I didn't know that maple syrup was so hard to come by. But I guess that makes sense.
It takes a while probably to tap the tree and get it all.
Damn.
So you
imagine going to jail for life for that.
I know. What are you in here for? The sweetest crime ever.
Yeah. It's Buddy the Elf. That's why there's no elf too. He was in jail.
He didn't believe in himself. What were you
going to say, Sam? Oh, I was just wondering if you stole 7,000 barrels of maple syrup, would you dip a finger in?
I think a whole hand. Like in a barrel? Like,
yeah.
Well, maybe, I don't know. Like maybe a hand's excessive.
I think it would lose its novelty quickly.
Yeah, but you would at least once.
Like. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I think I would bring some like waffle sticks and I would dunk. Huh. Or some fried chicken. It's so good with the maple syrup. Yeah.
You could like take a whole chicken body and then just like.
No, I personally could not. I can't think about that. Oh, I'm sad.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's a very cool fact.
What would you steal if you were heisting something? Like, would it be like wigs, or would you like want to heist like, you know, headphones? Who knows? Like, what kind of thing would you organize a giant heist for?
Oh my God, I think it would have to be some kind of food. I think Lindsay actually brought this up at one of our live shows. No, Lindsay was sick, so I brought it up at one of our live shows. Lindsay wrote it down for me to say on stage. Cheese is the most stolen item.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would be cheese. I love cheese. So I think I would do that. There's also famously, as we've talked about on the pod before, there's cheese caves because the U.S. is buying excess cheese from Big Dairy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What would you steal, Carolyn?
I would probably steal, what's something that I can't, what is something that I always, probably plants.
Yeah.
Just steal, but like the plants that are good for the environment, like the plants that they sell in grocery stores and like shit like that from bodegas. I just steal all those plants and take them. And yeah.
You this could have like a little, me, oh, sorry, go what? Ahead.
This is just reminding me of, did you guys see, I wasn't, Catch That Kid, I think it was. It was like these children who do this massive heist to save their father because he has cancer and he can't pay for his treatment.
Stop.
That's what this is making me think of.
I haven't seen that. That sounds like a horrible Christmas movie.
Yeah. It's very depressing. But then they save his life. Anyway.
Okay, good. Okay.
Do they steal his doctor? Steal like what?
No, they go in a bank and like steal money and all this stuff. Pay. It was like a huge, I don't know, maybe it wasn't even a bank. They had like, they were like propelling down walls and stuff. Yeah.
I love that.
For his cancer treatment or something like that. It was some sort of hospital thing.
Healthcare all they had to do was steal him into Canada and then he could have got treated.
Yeah. Heist him into Canada.
Oh. Sham, what would you heist?
A Heistman trophy. Not in the slightest. I barely know what that is.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're the sports guy.
Is it a sports
thing? Yeah, it's an NFL based thing. Wow, okay. I should have taken that job.
Well, then I'm going to go with Ich heiße Lindsay, which is just I am called Lindsay in German.
Is that what you would say?
Ich heiße Lindsay.
Oh,
it sounds enough like heist to follow on from Gemma's joke. No, I would heist a bunch of houses so more people can have homes they can't afford.
Oh, I thought you were going to say because houses are so expensive these days.
No, I can pay my rent. I'll give them to other people.
I feel really dumb about my cheese answer.
No, but cheese is really good to resell. It's very easy to steal.
That's
why
I give it to people.
Filling a house is a whole other thing.
I'm not sure. I haven't done the logistics. Getaway car's gonna be big.
Yeah. Oh, scary. Has anyone seen Vivarium?
Mm-mm.
Don't.
Okay.
It's about a spooky alien neighborhood, but the point doesn't make sense if no one knows what it is. How hot do you think my fact was? About maple syrup heists.
Mm-hmm.
I had to think about it again.
You were like, let me backtrack. I think your fact is as hot as the hottest stolen item, aka cheese, in a fondue.
Yum. Mm-hmm. Yum. Thank you.
Rachel, that fact was as hot as glaze, a thing that you can do with maple syrup if you like pour it over things and then you get like a nice sticky hot. Last time I was exposed to glaze was I was at Sweet Chick with Will Hines and then he was like, I'm going to get like hot glaze and pour it all over my chicken because I'm a child. And I was like, I too shall join you. And then
you
us middle-aged men had like some sweet glazed chicken and fake chicken respectively.
It's so good.
It was good. That's how that fact was.
For a moment I thought you meant glaze like in pottery and I was like, wow, did they use that as pottery glaze too? But I'll look that up afterwards.
Wow. That would be for me as hot as
oh no, your mic went out.
Oh no.
Okay, now it's back. That was weird. That was crazy.
I was playing with the thing. Okay, anyway.
I do that all the time.
Your fact was as hot as the eggless pancakes that my dad makes on holidays. Ooh. For all of us. Uh-huh. Well, he makes the eggless for my sister and he makes eggs for us. But okay. He's very proud of them.
That sounds
And
great.
I was going with the maple syrup theme.
Mm-hmm. I'm so hungry right now.
I know. I'm getting more and more
hungry. I want some pancakes and chicken.
And cheese.
Speaking of pancakes, chicken and cheese, not at all. Carolyn, you are our next. Oh, I was supposed to cut to commercial break, wasn't I?
I mean, it's fine. I'll just pop one in. Like it was supposed to be like a seamless. Okay, I'll just pop a little commercial
break. Okay, I'm so sorry. I usually do. And now, thank you for that word from our sponsor, baby. Carolyn, it is your turn to bring us your hot fact.
Your mic's gone again.
Maybe I should just unplug it. Is it back?
No, that's good.
It's back.
That's beautiful.
Okay, if it happens again, I'm just going to unplug it.
Okay.
This did happen in the last podcast I recorded as well. It kept going up. I just need new headphones. Anyway, my fact is, I wrote it down. I hope nobody said this fact already.
It's okay.
It's roller coasters were invented to distract Americans from sin.
I don't know
brothels
that one.
And saloons. And they were invented in the 1880s by this guy named LeMarcus Thompson, who used to make women's tights. And he created the first roller coaster in Coney Island, actually.
Did he create tights to hide women's legs so people weren't like, sin?
Probably. But also like very bizarre. Very bizarre. It seems like somebody who is like, whose own mind is steeped in sinful thoughts to mm-hmm. him. And so now he's trying to be like, well, I don't want to be like these other people. So I'm going to spend all my time building a roller coaster.
I almost thought it was like, wow, tights are so sexy. I must make amends. What have I done? Please, look at this big wheel.
Like, I think tights are sexy, but not like a pantyhose. You know what I mean? Like a sheer pantyhose. Mm-hmm. Women always had to wear those.
Yeah.
But that one, pantyhose was to make their legs more attractive.
Yeah, too.
Interesting.
Yeah. I think that was like pre-lotion.
Yeah. Pre-lotion. They're like, just
touch sheer touch these babies the up. Smooth sheer tight.
The opposite for the opposite for sexy tight is one of those socks where you can have all the little toes like.
Oh yeah.
Oh, toe socks. Wow, I forgot about those.
Did you guys ever have them?
No. Oh, yeah. Oh, did you?
Yeah.
I feel like it was like a craze. I feel like
I got them for like Christmas one year.
Yeah.
It was like a dumb sock stocking stuffer.
Yeah. Oh, I do love that. Do you know the first type of roller coaster he made? Like did he work with an engineer?
I think it was a wooden roller coaster.
Okay. Yeah, that makes
sense. Let me pull it back up.
Cause I'm like, did he work with an engineer? I feel like this would be like scary. Like he's a tights man. I don't know if he's a.
Maybe like tights fell on the floor in that kind of snaky fashion. He was like, that could be a ride.
Or it was just the teacups.
Yeah. Oh, apparently brothels were becoming more prosperous after the Civil War.
Everyone was coming back and they just needed to get their jollies.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Or I wonder if it was because a lot of the men died in war and women had no rights to property, any of that shit. They had to make money some way. So then brothels became a thing.
I wonder. Oh, yeah, because they couldn't work in the factories anymore. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, that wasn't the factory time.
No, that wasn't the factory time yet.
They were like making stuff for the war, though. I think that anytime there's like a big war, women can work and mm-hmm. like have more independence, and then once the war's over they lose that. So yeah, that would make sense that they would want to keep working for themselves.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, my grandma was like a volunteer firefighter during the Second World War.
Whoa. I thought you were gonna say like a volunteer brothel.
No.
attendee.
They were like, I can't remember, it was like they weren't like she didn't drive the fire engine, sadly.
Volunteer brothel attendee.
I know.
Hello, can I lend a hand?
I can lend a hand. I mean, you can lend a hand in a brothel.
Okay, so I found some more information.
Ooh. Okay, tell me about it.
So he took a trip to Pennsylvania, and he saw people riding on an old mining railway for fun. So I think the first one that was invented was like a wooden roller coaster, just like a Ferris wheel.
What he doesn't know was all those people in that wooden mining railway, they all fucked afterwards.
They got real excited. Yeah. They were fucking while they were riding it. That's why they were so happy. Do you know how slow those things went? Mm-hmm. They were moving like this fast.
I think it's so funny because I feel like a theme park is such a classic place for like a date. It's like, ooh, let's go on like the rides and get scared together. And it's like his plan failed.
Is that why I really want to go to a theme park with Kara?
Probably.
For a spicy reason. I think it's because I love them. Oh, why do I love them? Let's dig deeper. I'm being distracted.
It's an adrenaline
from my
rush. Yeah.
Maybe if I ride, I'll be like, I'm not gay anymore.
Opposite of the dramatic plot point in Love, Simon.
On the Ferris wheel. Simon.
Indeed. Wow. Who'd have thought that Love, Simon would stay in my brain?
I know. I was like, are Shem and I having a conversation about Love, Simon?
I quickly moved on.
Never mind.
But yeah, that reminds me of the guy from Kellogg's who famously made like bland dry cereal to stop people from masturbating.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I don't know that one.
What? No, that I bring that up in like every improv scene. Like that is
in every improv scene.
Just every day we sit down for coffee in the morning and Shemi's like, wow.
So he was like a health advocate. He thought like people shouldn't like, you know, enjoy themselves and things like that. So he made like things that wouldn't inflame the passions, which is why.
Cornflakes. Hey, baby, get me some cornflakes.
Oh my
gosh. That's what they taste
maybe
like.
Maybe I've heard it, but I haven't like, we haven't like gone deep into this. I feel like I would stop an improv scene immediately and be like, Shem, I need to hear more about this.
And he was also just furious when people splashed milky white liquid all over the corn. He was like, you ruined it.
It's supposed to be dry. I like eating cereal dry, so, but not cornflakes.
Yeah, not cornflakes.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch, baby. What a delicious little snack.
Yeah.
Disgusting. But I love that a lot of like, never mind. What I was going to say didn't make sense. I was going to say what I love that joyful things are brought by someone who wants to kill joy.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if like dry cereal is.
I mean, people love, I mean,
I think
you got fun cereal as a result. People was like, nah.
True.
Yeah.
Add a little spice.
Yeah. And now everyone masturbates after they eat breakfast.
They're usually when they get off a roller coaster, they're like, oh, yeah.
Carolyn, that fact is as hot as a sexy roller coaster where you're given the sweetest cereal at the start. You go up, 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 up. And so does your pee-pee.
Whoa! I didn't know this roller coaster was wooden.
Oh no.
And they call it the roller hoster. Pew, 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 pew. Shem, do you have a better one?
Pew, pew, pew.
Do you have a better one?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
don't open the door.
Okay. Your fact is as hot as when you go to a theme park and it's a super, super hot day and you accidentally touch like the outside of the car, which is like metal, and it's like so hot.
That's hot.
Yeah.
That's hot.
That fact was as hot as anyone who can do the big hammer where you smash it and then it like rings out and hits.
Ratatata.
Yeah, like that's just the definition of sexy is being able to like work. Ooh, look at them work a hammer.
So I'm worried because my preferred hammer game at a theme park would be whack-a-mole where you're like, bum, 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 bum.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, I have no interest in like showing my strength. Like, boop, 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 boop.
See, I guess I'm not really sexy because last time I tried it, it went like, ring. Like it didn't even
move. I can't do them.
And you were wearing toe socks. It was like a real.
I picked up the hammer with my toes.
Okay, now it's getting hot again.
Oh, gross, gross. Gross, gross. No. I'm watching Love Island right now. The most recent season, because a friend made me, and there's a guy who's like really into feed stuff.
And he's making it known.
Oh, like that was like day one. He was like, everybody show me your feet. Let me see what feet I like. And then they would like do it. And I don't want to kink shame, but I was like,
no, but if somebody was like, I want to see everyone's tits, let me see everyone's
right.
tits. That's equally as weird that it's
thank
just,
you.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel validated.
It's not kink shaming, but it's like objectifying people.
Yeah.
That's what makes it gross.
I like that. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
So continue to talk about how this guy sucks.
He loves toast. Yeah, that was the end of the story. Okay. Was that this man loves toast. Speaking of men who love toast, Shem. I don't know. I don't know if you like toast or not. I'm not going to judge you either way. Please don't answer. We'll leave that up to the listeners to decide.
Cool. Like comment on this episode or like
comment. Does Shem love toes?
There'll be a Spotify poll, and if you listen to this on Spotify, you'll be able to answer. This is true. I will like throw in a little do or do I not love toes? And I'll be interested to see what three people who always reply to that thing will say. My fact, not related to that in the slightest, is I'll do the one about your brain. Your brain resets with doors. Like when you walk through a door, your brain just like dumps all the information and rebuilds it anew. And then that's not just like doors in real life. It's doors in like that virtual door. So if you like see a door in the film and it like the camera like goes through a door, like it opens a door, like goes to a new location. Your brain's like, oh, I'm in a new place. What's happening? Which is they.
Whoa, sorry. I didn't have anything to say.
I was like, what's happening to my left?
Rachel's just like, I had to say something and that's, whoa.
No, I do have a comment, but it's not worth interrupting you for. So please keep going.
Oh yeah, no, that's pretty much it. Like, and then that's a lot of why they use sort of two seconds of silence or like a space in transitions when you're editing between like scenes when you're like doing like film and like TV and stuff like that, and they like leave little gaps so your brain could go, oh, new place. Well, that's why they used to use like wipes and push transitions, so you'd be like, oh, we're in like a new set, or like we have like a new door like coming in. But like if you think about it, like your brain when you're like in the room, it's like, oh, I'm in this room, this is what this room is. And if you like move room, like if you suddenly were teleported into like a different room, that would be like incredibly jarring. Or if you like just move from room to room,
it's a nice little transition for us.
So that's why it's like,
yes. And then that I don't, if you've ever had the experience of having like a bag on your head and then being put into like a new room and then having it revealed, it's like a lot of like immediate like down, not in like a weird way, like just like oh, like walk into a room, it's a surprise, like that kind of thing.
It was the bag that scared me. That specific scared me.
I mean,
did that happen to you?
I've done.
You don't have to talk about it.
We don't have to.
I've done lots of like stuff where you can't see. Most famously, you said like that was like an improv exercise I love like making students do, where you'd like they close their eyes, you'd spin them around, and then they'd just walk as fast as they can, and it's a group of it. Everyone, so they're in like a training space, room space, size place, and then you just walk forward like as if nothing's wrong, and it's the job of your teammates to like guide you and protect you from like the wall.
I imagined everyone is blindfolded and walking toward each other fast. I was like,
it's a real trust exercise.
It's the difference between your scenes and my scenes. I'm sure.
Mine are, everyone has a bag on their head. They're like, what's happening?
This is exhilarating.
Initiate at pace boldly.
Okay. Oh, I like that.
That's a cool exercise. I've never heard of that before.
It's like a theatery one, but yeah, everyone realizes how much they have to like hustle to like keep everyone safe and like protect the person who's like walking. And then the person who's walking really, really has to trust them, because like you can see when they like tentatively make little steps and then they like don't get it as an exercise. And I'll be going, all right, here you go. And then I'll like just do it. I'll give an example. I'll shut my eyes and I'll just pace incredibly fast towards the wall. And they all realize, oh no, shit, we have to like move and act and really support his choice. Otherwise, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, God, I'm just thinking about the hours I've spent teaching improv.
No, Shem, I love it.
I'm just thinking about you translating that to Zoom.
The comment that I was going to make earlier was, if I ever write like a mystery movie, I'm going to have them walk through a lot of doors so people forget all the little hints I've been dropping. And then at the end, they're like, whoa. My exact whoa from earlier.
Whoa. And you said it's like in real life as well as on screen. Like if you...
It's primarily in real life that this happens.
What if the door's open?
You see, I mean, depends on how big the door, like it's...
Like if I leave my room and the door's open and I go somewhere else in the house.
If you like a...
Yeah, like what if I'm, because I poop with the door open in my bathroom. So then like, how is that different than when I keep the door closed in my bathroom?
Like, there's a lot to unpack here.
I live alone.
I go to the bathroom with the door open when I'm home alone as well, because my cat likes to come in.
That's just my rabbit. She like what?
Not to kink shame, but that's just what our pets are into.
I was gonna say, I feel like it's like when you walk into another room and you're like, why did I come in here? You're like, I came in here to get something and I can't remember what it was. It's because you go through that little like reset, right?
And that's they think that's partly related to that. And then also it's partly why, because you're like constantly perceiving space. So open plan offices are bad, because like if you give people like a little enclosed like room to be in or like a little space, then they're not thinking or processing like a huge field or like an office scenario. Right. They're processing a smaller room, and then you can like focus in on more. Your brain doesn't like it's if you're sitting in the middle of a field trying to work versus being in like a closed room, like your focus is less split.
That's why I would always I would always steal an office room when I had to like work. I would just go into a meeting room and I'd be like, neem, neem, neem.
Sorry. That's the real Rachel Chava heist. Just stealing office rooms.
This conference room isn't for a client call. I'm talking to myself.
That's so interesting. I've never even like, now that you're saying that, that all is completely true. Mm-hmm. But I've never recognized that in myself, that that is what is happening to me.
I didn't. So I went into the office on Thursday and I couldn't get a room booked. And I had like a desk booked in open space. And I was like, I don't want to be here. So I found a little place where I could sit and look at like a building being built and the view, because it felt like narrower to me, but more engaging than like the whole office.
Yeah.
It's I'm always fascinated by things that your brain does or doesn't visually process or like take in. And this was like something I said like a million years ago, but like even the fact that like you can see your nose the whole time. Yeah. And like if you're like looking at the picture, your nose is in it, but your brain just says, don't worry about that. And it fills in the blank space information around it. So it's like photoshopping out your nose and like everything you're seeing, unless you actively focus in on it. Like stuff like that is always like interesting to me.
I wish I've been struggling with that when I wear a mask and I like am trying to read or do homework on the subway. I get like so frustrated and like annoyed that it's in my field of vision that I wish that my brain would just get used to it like a nose. Just be like, this is just part of it.
You need a mask with a nose painted on it here. We got it. We know it's what's
like,
happening.
Ew, it's like just like latex or like flesh colored right here.
Yeah.
And then like is mask material the rest.
If you could get a big Groucho PPE side thing with like the mustache that goes over your...
That one's out there for sure.
Oh, okay, Shem. That fact is as hot as the doorways of like a kitchen if you're working in a restaurant, when you're going from the kitchen to like the main room, which I didn't know this because I've never worked in a restaurant, but they usually reserve one door for going out and one door for going in because so many people are moving in and out so many times so that there's not collisions. And I was like, that's so smart. Anyways, it's as hot as good engineering and doors, baby.
Wow.
And hot kitchens for hot chicken.
Ooh, for hot chicken. Shem, that fact is as hot as the movie 13 Ghosts, when all the different ghosts come out of the little areas that they're in because the doors get released.
Spooky. I was going to say that fact is as hot as the back of a door handle when you're testing to see if there's a fire on the other side.
That's
very hot.
I can lend a hand, don't worry. And then Lindsay's grandmother jumps off the door. All right.
We have reached that. Did you rate? Okay, no, you looked at me like I forgot something and I was like, oh,
oh no, I was getting excited for this bit.
We have reached the special part of the podcast where our guest has the honor of choosing the hottest fact of today. We are going to recap them really quickly. They started off with
62% of people in Iceland believe in elves, which means the environment is protected.
Oh, there was an $18.7 million maple syrup heist in Quebec.
The roller coasters were invented to distract Americans from sin.
Yes.
Your brain resets when it enters a door.
Spooky. And I didn't remember that fact because I just walked in to a door.
Yeah, I just walked into a door.
I think I did some different type of memory damage.
Mild concussion. I don't remember what just happened.
Yeah. Okay, Carolyn, it is now up to you to pick the hottest fact, and you can pick your own.
Okay, this is tough because these are all very interesting facts and I learned something new today. I've learned four new things today, actually. Actually, probably more than that because we talked about a lot of other stuff. But I would probably say the maple syrup heist because that is a massive amount of money and very impressive that people even bothered or thought to even do that.
Yeah, I want the like the movie background story on like... There are two maple syrup small town businessmen and Big Maple is running them out of business.
Yeah.
I love that. Thank you. Well, thank you so much for being on this podcast.
Thank you for having me. Time really flew by. Oh my God.
Truly.
That was so fast.
Okay. So you have several shows coming up that I am going to read. You have Live Late Night hosted by Leslie. I was like, Leslie Diana and DJ Mandy Weiss on Thursday, the 16th of December at 9:30 p.m. at Asylum, New York. So if you are in New York, which we do have a lot of New York listeners, go and see that show because everyone on this that I'm reading, a treat. You've heard her today, Carolyn, a treat. It'll be a treat.
I will be in the show as Dr. Fauci. So if anybody wants to see my Dr. Fauci again.
It's really good. It's a really good one. So you got to. And then you're going to be at the opening night of Rubbish Comedy at Dixon Place on December 20th at 7:30 p.m. Which, I'm quarantining that. I was going to say,
I have plans. I'm quarantining.
I was like, my girlfriend's.
Oh, before you go.
Somewhere. Yeah, her grandma's really old, so we're quarantining. However, if it's live streamed, I'll be watching it. And if it's not live streamed, you should go in person because that is going to be really, 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 really good. If they want to find you on social media, where can they find you?
You can find me on the old Instagram at Carolyn Eegs, E-E-G-S. Yeah. It's not my real name because I am a babysitter, so I can't post real I have to do it under a surname. So it's under Carolyn Eegs. Yeah. And same with Twitter and same with TikTok if you want to follow me on there. Haven't posted something in a while on TikTok, but we do go on a lot.
I feel that. I feel that deep in my body and my soul. Uh-huh. As always, we are Trash Comedy on every social media channel. You can send us your facts in a voice note. You can send us your facts on a little email. We'll read them and we'll rate them if you do that. And it's really cute when that happens. We are part of the Apocalypse Podcast Network and we're starting to have live shows soon. So again, so you'll hear about that when that happens. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Apocalypse Podcast Network. For more great podcasts, go to apocalypsepodcastnetwork.com. And remember, every time you support one of our sponsors, you're supporting the podcast you